shine, for your light has come. Jehovah, if you really do exist, would that I could see a light on this darkest of nights.
The Bethlehem night held many questions and many prayers. The last guest had retired for the night, but a servant at the inn was still awake and at work.
Mistress? Mistress Miriam, I must see you immediately.
Hannah had been employed at the inn for many years. She was an orphan. Her parents had been killed by the Romans when she was still young. Miriam had taken her in, virtually raising her as her own. Hannah had always labored faithfully, but without joy, until tonight. Tonight, she seemed overwhelmed by an unusual excitement.
Miriam, where are you?
I'm here, my girl. I'm here. I've just closed the inn. Hannah, I'm surprised you're still up. What's happened?
A terrible situation has arrived. The inn is closed.
Of course, as if I didn't know that, and it's full.
And there is this couple who has arrived. A kind man from Nazareth and his wife. So young, in such pain.
In pain? What do you mean?
She is expecting. She is going to have a child.
A child?
Yes. Perhaps this very night. Oh, Mistress Miriam, you mustn't turn them away. There is nothing more important than the miracle of new life.
No, don't worry. We will take care of them. Sarah, where are you?
I'm here, Mother.
Sarah, help Hannah gather some provisions and some blankets. Oh, and some swaddling cloths. Look in the large box. It's where I've kept everything from the time you and Aaron were infants.
I will right away.
Good girl. Now, Hannah, everything will be all right. We will take care of this young family. I'll return in a moment.
Yes, ma'am. Sarah, quickly, help me fold these cloths.
Hannah?
Yes?
Are you scared?
Scared? No. I just know how hard life can be for young families, that's all.
But there's going to be a baby born tonight. I thought that would make you happy.
I'm sure it will. It's just a night like this, I can't help but think of my own family. You know, I lost my parents when I wasn't much older than you.
I know, but Mother always says God led you to us.
No. The Bethlehem Road led me to you, and I'm glad of it. But God, I think He abandoned me a long time ago.
Oh, may Jehovah preserve us. What more can happen tonight? Ah, this dear, sweet couple. Now, I've put them in the stable.
The stable?
Yes, the stable. It has a roof, it's dry, and the straw will provide some warmth and comfort when the time comes, which may be any minute now. Sarah, can you get the rest of the blankets? Good girl. Now, Hannah, I'm entrusting the inn to you until I return. I can't imagine we'll have any more unexpected guests. Ah, the time is quick. We must hurry.
Hannah, a baby's coming tonight.
Yes, a baby is coming.
And God's here. I know it. He hasn't left us.
Then why can't I hear His voice anymore?
Maybe He's waiting for you to talk to Him first.
Sarah, I need you now.
Coming, Mother. Hannah, a baby's coming tonight. A baby.
A baby. A baby is coming tonight.
Teenage girl, much too young, unprepared for what's to come. A baby changes everything. Dreams
Listening, please protect this new life that has entered your world. May this child only know your joy.
The inn was finally dark and still. It was well past midnight when several weary shepherds approached the back door.
Look, there's an inn. I thought I remembered one on the outskirts of town.
Seth was a practical man, only concerned with matters of immediate necessity and comfort.
Oh, this journey has ended. I need a piece of warm bread and a warmer blanket.
But his brother Nathan saw things differently.
Seth,
we're almost home. Look, we only have one more hill to climb.
And Nathan's daughter, Rebecca, had her eyes fixed elsewhere.
We can't stop. I know I hear something in those hills right over Bethlehem.
Oh, it's just the howl of the bitter wind. All the more reason for us to bed down for what's left of this night. Hello? Hello? Is there anyone here who can provide us lodging?
For goodness sake, Seth. We're already returning 2 days later than we planned. If we don't get these provisions to our companions tonight, we might as well not show up at all.
Now that's the best idea you've had all night. Rebecca, what are you looking at?
I keep hearing something. It's like singing. A beautiful voice singing.
I think you're a little old to believe in things you can't see. Distant stars, songs in the wind.
But I can hear singing.
We can only believe in what we can touch, what we can hold in our hands. Everything else is futile dreaming.
I didn't dream this. Don't you hear it?
No. I wish I could.
Good evening. How can I help you?
Oh, yes, hello. I'm sorry to disturb you at this late hour. My name is Seth. This is my brother and my niece. Our family's 10 sheep on the hill just behind your inn. We've been traveling for many days and desire accommodations for...
Oh, no, sir. There are no rooms available in this inn.
I thought as much. We're so sorry. We'll be on our way, miss. We're so sorry it bothered you.
I'm so sorry, sir, but there are so many people in Bethlehem because of the census. I'm afraid the only room available is in the kitchen.
I'll take it.
Suit yourself. We are leaving. Come along, Rebecca.
Look, Father, just beyond the crest of the hill. Do you see the light?
I see nothing, only stars.
Keep looking.
I'm sorry, sir, but my mistress is busy elsewhere. I only work here.
Perhaps I could stay in the stable?
I'm sorry, the stable is occupied.
Then the kitchen it is. I hope I can bother you for a blanket. This wind is getting colder by the minute.
Yes, I have some blankets. Just follow me.
Do you see it now, Father? Uncle Seth? Can you hear it?
I'm not certain.
Listen. Just close your eyes and listen.
There it is. Can you think of the angel?
Angel?